Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. I hope everyone is having a great week. Last weekend, we had so many amazing weight loss results. I wanted to share a couple in particular with you. Two of my clients who are brand new, both lost 10 pounds in 1 week. I'm going to talk to you about how they did it because everyone is so different. But most of the time, it really is all about cleaning up your day and having consistency in doing it. You know, the first client, he is in his 40s, you know, he lost 10 pounds. And for him, he doesn't drink. It was really more about just cleaning up his day, you know, instead of snacking all day or just grabbing to eat when you're hungry and not planning what you're eating. He went into planning mode. And the first week he just went on his meals and snacks, and he gave up a snack each day because he didn't need it. Because just eating in control, he was very content with his 3 meals and 2 snacks. Now, he dropped 10 pounds, and that actually brought him very close to his goal weight. So now his whole main thing is he's going to work to maintain that new weight, and that's great. That's an amazing result, 10 pounds in a week, and he was thrilled, you know, and really, it sounds simple, and of course, it's not. He happened to be in the real mindset. He wanted to do it. And because he wanted to do it, it was simple for him. Instead of just snacking, he prepared, he knew what he was going to eat. He knew what was on his program. He stuck to his meals and snacks, nothing in between. And he had his exercise every day. So for him, it seemed effortless. He did it. He did great. And really, if you make it simple in your life and it's something you want, it can be that easy. Now, I'm not saying everyone's going to lose 10 pounds, but weight loss in general should not be hard if you're planning, preparing, and following through with what you want. Now, if you're forcing yourself to do something, of course, it's going to be hard. That's a totally different story. So the second person is a woman, and she actually lost 9.5 pounds to be exact. And for her, it was all about the drinking. Now, she didn't stop drinking, but she did go from drinking a couple of drinks to drinking one drink and using that drink as her snack. And why that made such a difference wasn't necessarily just the alcohol. It was because what the alcohol made her do. Once she got to that second glass each night, she started eating. Whether she was hungry or not, she had no control not to eat. So stopping after that first glass and really just calling that her snack, that made a huge difference in her week, and she immediately dropped the 9.5 pounds. And when I say a week, both of these were in 5 days because they came to see me on the sixth day. So, you know, think about it. If drinking is in your life and you love it, that's great. I'm not telling anyone to stop. I'm not, you know, preaching anything. I'm saying once you get to that second drink, most of the time you're going to do things whether you want to or not, because you lose your control from that second drink. So if you can stick to one and save the rest of the alcohol on your cheat day, that's great. It's going to make a big difference in your weight loss. And I know most of you who have battled this know this, because you know once you have that second drink is when you start reaching for the pretzel bag or reaching for the popcorn, you know, or having that extra meal because it's in the refrigerator. So think about it. And that's when you have to really think about it. Again, it has to be what you want. You can't go into any weight loss program and force yourself to do it. It has to be really a priority in your life, something you really want to do. So, you know, if you think about it, I think it's amazing what we can do. When I look at these two that came in, and this happens often, you know, I post usually on the weekends how much people lose. And sometimes it's, you know, 3 pounds, sometimes it's 1 pound, sometimes it's 5, 7, 10. Most of the clients, like last weekend, whether they were online or in studio, it was more anywhere between 1 and 3 pound loss. But again, it's their 1 and 3 pound loss that is so consistent for them, and it adds up every week. So while Sarah lost 1 pound this week, that 1 pound added to the 19 she already lost. So she's at 20. So while 1 pound doesn't sound a lot, it adds up, and that's what you want. Okay. You know, Elizabeth lost 2 pounds, but she's at her lowest weight she's been in years. So she is just so thrilled. It doesn't matter. Like right now, it doesn't matter that it was only 2 pounds. It doesn't matter for Sarah that it was only one. It's what they added to. So you have to start somewhere. And when you start and you have the consistency to keep going, that's what makes all the difference. That's when the numbers add up. That's when you really start to see the weight loss. You know, I tell you these stories because I want you to use them as motivation. I also tell you that you have to be ready to do it. So it's both. You have to be ready to do this, but it also is motivating if you are ready to do it. At the end of the day, I've said it before, you are the only one who is in control of your results. So if you want this and you make it a priority, it will happen. I think if I had to say where most people fail, it's they do not count everything they eat. I get these messages all week long. Is there any free food? No, there's no free food because everything you put in your mouth has to matter. It has to count. It's going to make a difference. Stick to your program and you stick to your meals and snacks and you do not have anything extra. You do not incorporate any type of free food. You see the weight loss. When you don't do that, you don't see the weight loss. So while it may sound crazy, the most important thing is it works. And when you're putting this work in to yourself, your body, your mind, your weight, your health, you want to see the results. So do what you're supposed to do and only follow your menu. You're supposed to be a little hungry. That hungry is the weight loss. When you are a little hungry, that is what is your body is losing weight. It's saying you're not feeding me as much as you usually feed me. Why? And then it has to take from your stored fat. That's what creates the weight loss. That's why you feel that hunger. So that's a normal process when you're trying to lose weight. Keeping in that mindset that everything counts, everything you put in your mouth is going to matter. Yes, of course, some foods that are healthier than others are better for you. But at the end of the day, too much is too much. Even too much healthy is still too much when you're trying to lose weight. And why would you want to work so hard and prevent yourself from losing weight by having extra when you know that is what's going to take your day from a weight loss to a maintain? So for a great example, I had a client this week who on Thursday had 2 heaping spoonfuls of hot fudge ice cream. And then the next day she had a glass of wine. So Thursday she had the extra ice cream. She had the ice cream. And then Friday she had an extra glass of wine. So now Saturday I get the text message and she says, you know, I'm so frustrated. I didn't lose. I'm working so hard. And yes, I get it. You're working hard. Even when you do have those little cheats, you're still working hard because you're doing so much better than you did. But you just took those 2 tablespoons of the ice cream sundae and the extra glass of wine. You went from weight loss to maintain. And when you have 6 weight loss days and now all of a sudden you only have 4 because 2 of them turned into a maintain day, it's going to make a difference in your weight at the end of the week. You are probably going to maintain. And you don't want to do that when you're working so hard. So I wasn't surprised when she stayed the same. When I saw what she sent me, I knew why. You know, and it's very important. We have to remember when we're doing that extra, when we're taking that extra, and it only feels like a tablespoon of ice cream or an extra glass of wine. It doesn't feel like a lot at the time or a half innovation muffin. Anything that is extra is more than what you're supposed to be having for your weight loss. That is what you have to remember. If you even take a bite of something, your mindset should be, I am off program. You know, if you really want to be strict and you want to see those results every week, you have to really think to yourself, I am off program if I have more than what I'm supposed to in my day. That's it. And when you think so black and white like that, sometimes that really helps you move to the next level. Whatever our body does not process, it turns into fat, stored fat. The same fat you're trying to get off your body, you're storing it on. And you want to prevent doing that. And the only way to do that is to have to be specific with your menu. It's your meals and snacks, nothing in between, nothing extra. Then you will see the results every week. So at the end of the day, if you want to see that 10 pounds, if you have 10 pounds to lose, or if you want to see that 1 to 3 pounds every week, weight loss, you must take in less than what your body needs. And you have to do it at every meal and snack throughout the day and every week consistently. That's what creates the weight loss, taking in less than what the body needs, not just one day, not just 2 days, consistently day after day, meal after meal. Okay, so you can see how easily, if you're not doing this, if you're really honest about your day, how easily you can go from weight loss to maintaining. And honestly, a lot of people are very good at maintaining. They really are, because you set out to be in that weight loss mode. You set out to be in that mindset of weight loss and you do it. And then you have the little extras here and there that you don't count. And that takes you to maintenance. And that's why so many people that walk in my office for the first time, they're great maintainers. They've been at their weight for a while. It's just not the weight they want to be at. Most of you have had so much success on program. You know what I'm talking about when I'm telling you these things. You know exactly what is making you not lose, what is making you maintain, or what is making you gain. You know exactly what it is. And you know, if you say every week, I'm going to do it this week, I'm going to go back on program. I love the feeling when I'm on program. I love doing the right thing. I know, and I love that. I love hearing that every week. I get text messages all the time. The thing is, you have to follow through with it. It is so easy to say, okay? It's so easy to say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get back on program. And then by a day or two, you're already, you know, finding yourself picking or grabbing. Saying it is so easy. Doing it, planning, preparing, following through is the hardest part, but it's also the most rewarding. When you do it, you follow through with it, you feel so accomplished. You feel so amazing. You feel lighter immediately. You just feel so much in control. You instantly feel better. Every single client that goes back on after 1 week is so happy they did it. They just feel so good about themselves. And you know this, and this is why you keep trying to do this. This is why if you are struggling, you keep trying to get back on. So if you are looking to get back to feeling your best, start now. Do what I said. Follow your meals and snacks. Nothing in between. And you will do it. You are capable of doing this if you really want it. But that is the key. You have to want this. Put it as your priority in your day, in your life. It's important to you. And when you feel the best, I promise you, everyone around you is going to feel just as good. Okay? So you're not only doing it for you, you're doing it for those you love. Okay, everyone. I hope this helps. That's all I have for now. I hope everyone has the most amazing, happy, healthy week. I love you guys.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.